Let's also take a look at the Natural Gas Act. Under the Natural Gas Act, FERC's regulatory jurisdiction applies to the transportation of natural gas in interstate commerce, the sale for resale of natural gas in interstate commerce for public consumption, for domestic, commercial, industrial, or any other use, and natural gas companies engaged in such transportation or sale, and to the importation or exportation of natural gas in foreign commerce and to persons engaged in such importation or exportation. FERC does not have jurisdiction, however, over any intrastate transportation or sale of natural gas or to the rates and regulation of local distribution utility companies or to the facilities used for such local distribution or to the production and gathering of natural gas. The Natural Gas Act is similar and analogous to the Federal Power Act. The Natural Gas Act allows FERC to determine whether any rate, charge, or classification collected by any natural gas company in connection with any transportation or sale of natural gas is subject to the jurisdiction of FERC, or any rule, regulation, practice, or contract affecting such rate, charge, or classification is unjust, unreasonable, unduly discriminatory, or preferential. The Natural Gas Act limits the scope of FERC's authority to activities in connection with any transportation or sale of natural gas. Specifically, FERC has jurisdiction over the transportation of natural gas in interstate commerce, the sale in interstate commerce of natural gas for resale, and natural gas companies engaged in such transportation or use. FERC regulation of the natural gas industry has evolved over the decades from when the act was initially passed in 1938 to a model that began to emerge in 1985. Namely, beginning in 1985, FERC began and the industry began to embrace the notion that there is a role for open access and competition. So by 1992, FERC adopted an order called Order 636, in which FERC was undertaking deregulation and allowing open access to pipelines so that consumers could pay to ship their own natural gas. With that approach, FERC began to rely on the competitive marketplace, rather than classical regulatory rate setting, as the main mechanism for keeping wholesale natural gas rates at a reasonable level. Order 636 allowed companies to obtain blanket certificates from FERC, and those certificates permitted jurisdictional sellers, typically interstate pipelines, to charge market-based rates for gas provided that FERC had first determined that the sellers lacked market power. The new system under Order 636 led many large industrial and commercial gas customers to buy their own gas directly from gas producers at the wellhead and to arrange with interstate pipelines and often pay separately for the transportation from the field to the place of consumption. In the 2000s, post Enron and other market misconduct cases, FERC adopted industry codes of conduct intended to prevent market manipulation. Now let's get started in talking about these three cases that I mentioned at the outset. One, OK versus Learjet. This case, decided in April of 2015 at the beginning of the term that just recently ended, involved a group of large industrial natural gas customers who believed pipelines were manipulating natural gas indices and caused their costs to rise. These pipelines sued the interstate pipelines in state courts. The pipelines removed the cases to federal courts and claimed preemption. The District Court of Nevada held state law antitrust claims were preempted by the Natural Gas Act, but the Ninth Circuit reversed, emphasizing that the price manipulation alleged affected not only jurisdictional, i.e. wholesale sales, but also non-jurisdictional, i.e. retail sales. And retail sales is a province reserved to the states. So the Ninth Circuit construed the Natural Gas Act's preemptive scope narrowly in light of Congress's intent to preserve for the states the authority to regulate non-jurisdictional sales. The court held that the act did not preempt state law claims aimed at obtaining damages for excessively high retail natural gas prices stemming from interstate pipelines' alleged price manipulation, even if the alleged manipulation raised wholesale rates as well. In Learjet, the Supreme Court held that the Natural Gas Act, a statute similar to the Federal Power Act in many respects, does not preempt a state law antitrust investigation of sales of natural gas. The court nonetheless observed that Congress occupied the field of matters relating to wholesale sales and transportation of natural gas in interstate commerce. In the Supreme Court's view, the key difference for preemption purposes was the distinction between measures aimed directly at interstate purchasers and wholesale sales for resale and those aimed at subjects left to the states. Where a state law can be applied to both non-jurisdictional and jurisdictional sales, one in the state's realm, the other in FERC's realm, the court will only find preemption where the matter falls squarely within the preempted field. Antitrust laws, the court said, like blue sky laws, are not aimed at natural gas companies in particular, but rather all businesses in the marketplace in the state. This broad applicability of non-judicial jurisdictional enforcement, not aimed solely at wholesale sales of natural gas and interstate commerce, convinced the court to find no preemption. Natural Gas Act precedents emphasize the importance of considering the target at which the state law aims in determining whether that law is preempted. After Learjet, the Natural Gas Act still preempts states, but state laws may be used to regulate energy, and especially natural gas, so long as the regulation is not aimed at a subject solely left in FERC's discretion or jurisdiction. This case raises some troubling questions and concerns for the natural gas industry, which thought for sure they would win at the Supreme Court. So now, with the court's test on measures aimed directly at interstate purchasers and wholesale for resale versus those aimed at subjects left for the states, the natural gas industry has to wonder what other laws besides state antitrust law might be used to interfere with their projects. For example, state environmental laws, now arguably under the Learjet case, can be used to slow down or stop interstate gas pipeline projects that have received FERC approval. That's a big sea change, because pipelines and states used to think that federal preemption means states can't stand in the way of pipeline development. Now, if a state uses a law of broad in-state applicability, such as environmental laws, and under the environmental laws, a pipeline may find themselves no longer able to obtain a permit or approval in the state to get their project approved. That's a big deal and a problem for the natural gas industry.